From the All-Ireland Business Foundation, this is Elaine Carroll bringing you AIBF Business Talk. AIBF is an independent national body tasked with enterprise development and the promotion of best-in-class businesses as business all-stars. Today, I catch up with Eileen Forrestal, co-founder of Get Up and Go Publications, a 4 years AIBF accredited business, and is currently All-Star Inspiration Diary of the Year. Eileen is the author of a just-published memoir, The Courage to Shine, and has been acknowledged as an all-star thought leader in waking up to well-being. In her own words, after 20 years of putting people to sleep, as an anesthesiologist, she is now in the business of waking people up. Eileen, thank you so much for joining me here today on AIBF Business Talk. Eileen, you've had the most incredible journey going from being in the medical profession right across to the personal development side of things. Can you share with our listeners here this afternoon your journey and where it all started for you?
Well, I can, but it would take quite a long time. In fact, I've written a book. So if anybody really wants the full journey, you can just get the book.
Right. And what's the title of the book?
The book is called The Courage to Shine. And it's find your voice and discover the healing power of your words. So that may not mean a lot now, but actually in reading the book, you'll probably get there's a lot of the story there, actually, as to why I even went into medicine in the first place and why I came out of medicine. So there's a lot of that. Now, I can go through the nuts and bolts of it right here, but for anybody who really wants the full kind of flavor of that, because it's a lot to put in a short podcast.
So give us the helicopter view. So you yourself were practicing, you were working in the medical field, and then you decided, hang on here, this isn't for me. I want to shine my light. Would that be how it happened?
Well, probably not quite like that, actually. No, to be honest, I was working very happily in my career. I was a 32-year career, the last 20 years of which was as an anaesthetist. And what I had the opportunity to go to on an entrepreneur retreat in Bali. And my first answer was, of course, I don't want to go on an entrepreneur retreat. I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm an anaesthetist. I'm a doctor. I'm not an entrepreneur. However, in this conversation with the person who was inviting me, I thought, well, I could go to Bali for a month. That could be fun. I could learn something interesting about entrepreneurship. Like, I did have the diaries. I was working away in the diaries kind of as a hobby, I suppose, or part-time while I was working. So, you know, this person had said, well, would you like them to go global? And I said, of course I'd love them to go global. Why wouldn't everybody would have one? That would be super. So anyway, when I toddled off then to Bali for a month to play at being a baby entrepreneur to see how on earth, you know, you could move from medicine to publishing. And while I was there, so I really, really, really enjoyed that. So a couple of things happened while I was there, and I was asked a couple of interesting questions, one of which is in the book, if you want to read it. But anyway, it's a little bit long to go into this one. And then when I came back, I was going to my first list in the operating theatre with nice new operating theatres. And as I approached the list, it was there was a nurse writing up on the board, which is the new operating tables could now operate on patients weighing 450 kilos. And I've just spent a month, you know, looking at numbers, you know, numbers. Like, it's all about numbers in business. And here I was looking at numbers in my profession. And I thought, 450 kilos, that's a lot of numbers. I weigh 60 kilos. And I thought, you know what? Being a part of the medical profession, I think I need to intervene. I want to intervene some other way. Like, by the time, you know, that's coming to my operating table, it's too late for that person to, you know, to really get full maximum enjoyment out of life. So this was the obstetric theatre. So I just kind of had a light bulb moment. And I thought, you know what, maybe I could do it with words, maybe with diaries or with words, I could impact people's health differently than I could do with my one pair of hands. So that was really my leap out of the medical profession and into the world of publishing and books and writing and now speaking and all of that. So I don't know if that makes it any clearer for you.
I suppose, I think myself and I'm presuming some of our listeners will actually be in amazement to say that how you decided, you know what I'm doing here now, let's get into the intervention period before people get to the state that you were meeting them at, you know, when you were a doctor, which is absolutely fascinating. And it's a whole different world as well, Eileen. You know, did you have any
did you take inspiration from anybody or, you know, role models in your life? You know, the kind of, I suppose, that set you up on your journey?
Probably not. You know, I looked at other people and I thought, God, how do they do it? Like, you know, like it seemed to be everybody else was a role model. Everybody was a role model for me when I looked at people who were out there, you know, just doing these kind of amazing things. And when I was, you know, writing the books and filling in the diaries, I thought, God, there's so many people have said so many things. And then when I started running the Get Up and Go events, I was bringing all these inspirational, you know, speakers and people, but they were ordinary people, but they were doing amazing things. And I said, what has people just do all these, like, so many things? So that was kind of, it was almost like everybody was a role model for me. But what I really discovered was that, and which was the source of the book, is I didn't speak much when I was younger. I had a stammer. So because I had a stammer, I didn't really talk at all. It was like, you know, it wasn't as if you're sitting here listening to me on a podcast and I'm like chattering away here. Like, that was not my experience. It was like, oh my goodness, don't ask me to say anything because my answer is going to be no, definitely.
And now on the other side, you're a woman of words, which is absolutely fantastic to see that whole transformation. And I know, Eileen, for many, you know, many listeners here, and they might know this, but there's probably a Get Up and Go diary or journal sitting either, you know, on their desk, on their colleague's desk, maybe a wall planner hanging. And I know that I myself live by my journal. My journal, it organizes me every day and it keeps me intact. So to go there and to publish such inspirational publications, but then to take it a step further and to go on and to produce your own book out of it.
Yeah, I think that's it. And it's all to do with words. Like, everything that people have said, that's what I put in the diaries. All these really amazing things. Often it just takes one small sentence to encourage you. You know, one small sentence can make all the difference. You can hear somebody say something, you read something, you know, you can read piles and piles and piles of books. And if you have one sentence at the end of the book, it can just turn everything around. So I'm really kind of focused on these, like, what are these sentences that people say? So, yes, so I was always putting all of that into the diary, like other people's sentences. And I was so often put in my own, you know, I'd have my own stuff, like just whatever, what I had gleaned over the years. And I suppose when you go and write a whole book about it, it's like your own stuff. It's like, whoops, how is this going to work compared to, you know, all the other people that I've been quoting for a long time? So he's like, was like, this is kind of interesting now to see what the feedback will be.
So Eileen, just putting on the business hat for a second, right? Because you are now, you know, a throughout entrepreneur. When you came out of the medical profession, you were going about setting up, you know, the publication business, as you said yourself. Did you have a goal in mind or could you see where this could lead?
No, I didn't really have a goal, but, you know, somebody had said sometimes, you know, it was Henry Ford said a car in every driveway. And I think Bill Gates said a computer on every desk. And I said, oh, what about a Get Up and Go diary in everybody's hand? Like, what would that be? And it's like, oh, well, there's billions of people. And it's like, well, okay, it's just a matter of, you know, getting all these words and translating them and sending them out everywhere. Like, to me, it was really simple. Now, it's obviously not simple. But in the world of digital technology, of course it's simple. It's just a matter of distributing. It's just like everybody's got a phone. Everybody's got, you know, and for really the blessing in life is that you can read, you know, that you can read or somebody can read to you. You know, it's like, it's just literally communicating. It's all about communication. And then what you get from the communication and whether the communication is there to encourage you or to inspire you or support you or whatever. That's the kind of communication that we need. There's a lot of the other kind of communication where people are like, you know, complaining and knocking you down and putting you down. We don't want to hear that. That doesn't really help.
So we want to hear the other words.
We want to hear the other kind of one, the one that kind of lights you up and the one that sort of says, oh yeah, I can do that. It's like, oh yeah, you know, who do I need to talk to? What do I need to connect with? Who can I speak to? Like, it's just, it's all that. And then there's people everywhere. It's just a matter of speaking to people and finding these right people. And then these people can, you know, help us to do what we need to do. So, and I get very excited about the whole thing, as you can
tell. No, absolutely. Which just shows that you're very passionate about it, which is the true sign of an entrepreneur. I mean, you've had, you know, you're so passionate about it. Share some of your biggest lessons that you've had in business along the way. So coming from the employee type role out now to being the entrepreneur, having done your retreat in Bali, you know, being in the publishing business, publishing your journals and your diaries, getting in, you know, to now being an author and a speaker and all of that good stuff. There's obviously been a lot of road bumps along the way and you've learned some really good lessons. You know, share some of those with us.
Gosh, I just think it's just really just, you know, it is get up and go. It's just keep going. It's keep going. It's like you hit a bump in the road. It's just a bump in the road, right? And then you got to get over the bump in the road. And it's usually, you know, you got to go around it, you know, so you talk to people and you listen to people and you generally go back to the, you know, like, what went wrong there? Let people tell you. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, that wasn't such a great thing. Let's try something else. So it's really just being willing and being open and getting connected with people. You know, getting connected with AIBF was fabulous, actually. Getting connected with this organization was really, really great. And just getting that there's other people, everybody's dealing with something. Everybody's got bumps in the road. There is no flat line through life. You know, I've been in, you know, medical, you know, the ECG. It's like, that's not a flat line. That is an up and down line. That's just life. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Keep going. It's one heartbeat after another. Keep going. One step in front of the other. You know, it's just really, it's like, what's there? Who's there? What's next? What can you say? What can you hear? Just keep it simple, but keep with your eye on the goal. So with my eye on the goal, it's like, you know, one in everybody's hand. It's like, well, I just have to keep going. You know, whatever the bump in the road is, we'll get around it.
Absolutely. And it's a great perspective to have as well. So Eileen, if you were to give advice to any other person, you know, thinking of setting up their own business or going it or taking that leap from, I won't say the safe, you know, pensionable job that you're the employee and you're not bringing home the business at night, to jumping over to the world of entrepreneurship, what advice would you give them from your experience now?
I think you have to, it's very, there is a word, you know, called the solopreneur and the lonelypreneur and the mumpreneur and all that kind of thing. Entrepreneurship is not a solitary role. It's a team sport. So you've got to get a team, you know, fairly close to you early on that supports you, you know, that encourages you and that, you know, has something complementary, just complementary skills. You know, what I've learned in entrepreneurship is that there's different kinds of entrepreneurs. So I'm one, obviously, I've got all the ideas. I'm like, you know, out there. It's like more and more and more ideas. If I was left to run a business by myself, the business would die a death. It's like somebody has to be there to help you implement the ideas. You know, you've got to sell the idea. You've got to package the idea. You've got to market the idea. There's a whole load of, you know, like those things. So getting that kind of small team initially and then let the team grow. But it's to kind of get that support or that thing for your idea, because you having your idea by yourself, it's great, but you really got to get into community where people can hear it, they can listen to it, and then they contribute to it because they think it's a good idea as well. So it's really shared. It's not like, it isn't, oh, it's my idea and I've got to keep it to myself. No, your ideas are out there to contribute something, you know,
absolutely.
Meaningful.
Absolutely. And an idea is only an idea until you implement it. So it's great to recognize that you need people of different strengths and all of that around you and different attributes that they can bring to the table. But I really like that perspective that entrepreneurship, even though we may think of it in the singular, it's actually, to be a successful entrepreneur, you do need a team around you. And I agree with you to reach out and get yourself a mentor or a coach. How do you stay on top of it all, Eileen? You know, from a learning perspective, because, you know, there's always so much more coming on the table. You know, what do you do yourself to keep on top of things?
I just chat away. I just keep connected with people. I just listen to people all the time, talk to people all the time. That's it. I just stay connected with people. And I'm very, very, as you can hear, I'm very open. I'm very upfront. It's like, this is what I'm doing. It's like, oh, this isn't going well. What can I do? You know, so I'm just kind of out there all the time, just engaging with people. I don't go into, you know, worrying or anything. It's like, no, just talk it out, talk it over, you know, problem shared, problem halved, all that kind of thing. So I just get into communication all the time. And then that's where I get my energy.
No, brilliant. And, you know, and it's evident of that because you've been such a proactive member of the Business All-Star community here right from the start, Eileen, and we've loved working with you. But in addition to that, you've recently been elevated yourself personally to the position of being a thought leader and being acknowledged as a thought leader in your field. What does that feel for you, or how does that make you feel, Eileen?
Well, it's very exciting. You know, it's like, and, you know, I mean, the word leader kind of confounds me a little bit. You know, we're all obviously leading something, you know, and, you know, a thought leader, it's like jeepers, you know, like what's a thought leader? Like, you know, the thoughts come into my head kind of by, they just come in, right? But when they come out of my mouth, that's kind of, am I leading something else? So, you know, it's like, it's when you start to kind of articulate things. So the fact that my thoughts kind of can come out maybe on paper, or they can come out on, you know, a podcast or whatever. And it's like, well, what's that leading? Is that going to lead somebody somewhere? It's leading me somewhere, because I'm like, jeepers, you know, where am I going to go now? Like, this is really interesting. But, you know, so it certainly gives me a challenge. It's like, gosh, really? Yeah. Where do I go? Like, where am I leading myself now in this whole thing? Because it's like, what's a thought, you know?
Yeah, and I know it's fantastic as well that you said there at the outset, you know, that you were delighted to be part of the Business All-Stars just as much as we're delighted to have you as part of us. Eileen, you know, you've got the publication side with the Get Up and Go Diaries and publications. You know, you're now an accomplished author with the Shine Your Light and all of that good stuff. You know, you do speaking engagements, etc. Where to next for Eileen Forrestal?
Well, that's the interesting part, isn't it? It's like, gosh, well, I don't know. I mean, the world is changing really, really, really fast. So I do like to keep up to date and pay attention and see what's happening and then see, well, where, you know, where do I want to play? Where do I want to play? So it's just, I suppose, just, you know, be open to opportunities. I'm always kind of, my antennae are always up, seeing, is there an opportunity here? Is there an opportunity there? Where can I contribute? That's always my thing. Where can I contribute? And what is my contribution? I don't know till I show up. And then somebody will ask me a question and then I can answer and it might be interesting or it might be valuable. So yeah, I'm fairly, it's like, I'm pretty open to, well, who knows what, you know, I'm not, there's only one certainty in life, that life is uncertain. So I like go with, it's like, I'm okay with uncertainty. I'm kind of okay a little bit with chaos. I can be okay with it because, you know, I can manage myself. I can walk around on, you know, two legs and I've got two arms, two hands. So I can manage, you know, things. I don't get too concerned about the, you know, the what ifs and the worrying, all the kind of stuff. I just look around me and I see the trees are doing fine and, you know, the weather's a bit wet today or whatever. And then just, you know, that kind of keeps me grounded and keeps me sane. It keeps me in the present. I don't have to get too, you know, concerned about the negative and then think, well, what could I do that will be positive? Like, really, if I do have a diary in everybody's hand in 10 years time, if there's a billion diaries, like, how amazing would that be?
Absolutely, wouldn't it? And it's, and it, you know, what really strikes me for our conversation is that anything is possible, Eileen.
Anything.
You know, anything is possible. And that, you know, you're an absolute inspiration. I think that your enthusiasm is so infectious. And now what I'd like to do is I'd like to give our listeners maybe a little kind of a bit of an insight under the bonnet of Eileen Forrestal, you know, and just ask you, I'm going to ask you a few quick fire personal questions. Don't think too long and hard. Say the first thing that comes into your head, Eileen. What's your most cherished possession?
It's actually a photograph of my mother.
Lovely.
And it sits on the windowsill. Mm-hmm. And she greets me every morning. It's a beautiful photograph. And yeah, it's just my most cherished possession. It just reminds me of all the wonderful things she used to say to me, like, oh, it'll be fine. It'll all work out. Don't be worrying. You know, all those things she'd say, simple stuff. And I thought, you know what? It'll all be fine. It'll all work out.
Absolutely. No, that's very, very good. Very, very good. And thanks for sharing that. If you could send some advice back to your 20-year-old self, what would you say to yourself? What advice, what wisdom would you share?
Keep doing what you're doing. You're grand.
Yeah, hold some advice.
It'll all work out.
Tell us something, Eileen, now that most people wouldn't know about you.
I've hypnotized a chicken.
Would that involve lifting its wings, sticking in its head and revolving it?
Actually, no, not quite. No, not really. Quite. You have to tilt it. You have to tilt it so it kind of gets a little bit discombobulated.
Very
and then
good.
Actually, yeah, there's a little skill. Well, I tell you.
Yeah, no, my daughter has chickens and actually she does it with them as well. So I'm
okay.
Yeah, it's amazing, yeah, to watch
it. Super, isn't it? It is.
Yeah. It's amazing. What did you want to be, Eileen, when you were a child growing up?
Probably what I am now, before I kind of got my stammer. You know, I think that kind of curtailed a lot. You know, I was probably very excitable as a child. I really wanted to chat and talk and get all excited. And, you know, I was just into kind of everything. And then when I had a stammer and I had a school and that, everything just kind of folded in on me.
Right.
So I didn't do any of those things. And then I looked at everybody else and I was so envious of people who could speak normally and the words would come out of their mouth and they could do anything because they could ask for anything. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even ask for a packet of crisps. It's like I would have to ask for an apple. And because I could say apple. So anyway, that was, yeah. That
and was where really. Was the turning point there for you, Eileen, when things started to change and you overcame that?
Well, I just had to, you know, you kind of say go into the world of personal development. I did actually go into, you know, looking at really, you know, where was I? Like, what was I doing? And what was it? And what was actually stopping me from speaking? Mm-hmm. And, you know, somebody has to ask you that question, like, what is stopping you? Because nobody really asked me that before. I just had it. That was the way I was. I was quiet. I was anaesthetist, you know, I had a mask on. That was just what I did. Nobody really. I mean, I spoke, you know, to small groups of people, but you wouldn't find me on the radio or television or anything like that. And then, you know, and then it was fear. It was like, gosh, what if I open my mouth and it all comes out wrong and everybody laughs like they did when I was 13? And I thought, well, you're Eileen, you're not 13. You know, you could try it. Mm-hmm. So it was just looking at that. And that took a little bit. It was like, oh, my goodness, really? It's like, oh, is it? So anyway, that was kind of my kind of thing. It was like, oh, yeah, wow. I could try that. And then when I tried it, it actually didn't sound too bad.
Excellent.
I thought I could try it again, you know, and it didn't sound too bad either. So I could relax. Mm-hmm. And then once I could relax, it was like everybody else.
You were in free flow. So yeah, that's really good, because I know that, you know, in all of our lives, you know, there could be somebody, a niece, a nephew, a child or whatever, you know, that has a hurdle, you know, to overcome. And it's great to know that there are very easy, natural ways when you do take the time to stop, pause, think. And as you said, they're being asked the right question, and that it's just so, so important, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
you've got a dinner party. You have four invitations to issue. Who do you bring?
Oh, well, I bring Nelson Mandela.
Very nice, yeah.
I bring Gandhi, Oprah Winfrey, and probably Bob Geldof.
Oh, very good. A bit of music there in the middle.
Well, a bit of music and a bit of kind of radical, you know. It's a bit exactly. Like, you know, it's a bit like just radical thinking. Like, come on, like, break the box here.
I mean, there's so many inspirational quotes and whatnot throughout your journeys, and in every conversation that I have with you, I feel so inspired. If you were to leave us here today with a motto or a quote, what would that be? What would you like for us to remember you with?
Well, it's the one I put on everything now. I think I have it on my, you know, LinkedIn, and I have it in the book. And it's like, the cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek. Joseph Campbell.
Excellent.
And, you know, most of us don't want to admit. It's like, no, I'm not afraid of anything. I don't want to fly airplanes. No, I just don't like dogs. It's like, wait a minute. Are you sure?
Excellent. Are That's brilliant. Sure? I'm really going to make a mental note of that. Eileen Forrestal, it's been an absolute pleasure hosting you today on AIBF Business Talk. Just to remind our listeners there again, if they want to get in contact with you or to read your book, could you just guide them in the right direction there, please?
Well, my website is eileenforrestal.com, and you can actually, the book is on Amazon. It's not on the website. It's on Amazon. It's just Eileen Forrestal. The courage to shine.
Brilliant. Excellent. Eileen, thank you so much. And I wish you all of the very best in your future endeavors. And let's, you know, work with you to get a diary into everybody's hands that it can be got into all over the world. Thanks,
super.
Eileen. Take care.
Thank you so much. That's great. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to AIBF Business Talk today. I really do hope you enjoyed listening in. To find out more about the All-Ireland Business Foundation and the work that we do, especially the Business All-Stars programme, just go to www.aibf.ie. Remember, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Until next time, from your host, Elaine Carroll. Goodbye.